Asia White Hits 24/7, this is Asian Pop Radio. Having a chat to team member Katie now, who is on the line from somewhere in Sydney. Hi, Katie.
Hi. How's it going?
Very well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Where exactly are you? It sounds a bit rough and rowdy.
I'm actually at my university at the moment. I've been chilling with my university staff.
See, that's what university is all about. It's not working about working hard and planning for your future. It's about chilling out.
Well, I'm on my break between classes.
How many meters are you from a hacky sack?
Quite a few. I can't see any around here.
Do they still use a hacky sack? I don't know. They were when I was at TAFE.
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure what constitutes a proper hacky sack.
Hacky sack's a little rice ball that people like, you know, it's kind of got it's sewn and there's a ball of rice and people kick it to each other and stuff like that. So they kick it back and forward and you have to see how many kicks you can do before it falls to the ground.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a game of keepy-uppy.
You know what? If that's what you want to call it, that's what you want to call it.
It's got so many names, apparently.
It really does. I'm sure there's a few variations, but we're not here to talk hacky sack, although that would be enjoyable, I'm sure. We're here to talk about what went down in Sydney last weekend.
Oh, yeah. On Saturday, we had a showcase organised by the University of New South Wales called K-Pop Core, where the best dancers and singers in the K-Pop community got to showcase their skills.
That's awesome. So how did people take part in it? Was there a application process?
There was an audition process.
Right, yeah.
So what you had to do was film yourself dancing to the whole routine or singing the whole routine. And it was recommended that you also had to have your costumes ready. So it was pretty serious.
Yeah.
And then they picked, I think, it was something 15 to 18 groups to finally perform in the actual showcase. So it was really tough competition. A lot of people entered.
So K-Pop Core, was this the first time it's been hosted or is this an annual event?
This was the first time it was hosted. Normally there's another K-Pop dance showcase called K-Pop Summit that occurs once or twice a year. But this one was actually organised by a university club instead of an organisation or a business in the city.
Fantastic. So assuming you are also entered the competition?
Both my crews, which I auditioned with, entered. So that was my university crew. So I gathered a group of 10 of us together and we entered. And then I also entered with DII, which is my normal K-pop cover crew.
Fantastic.
And luckily, we both got in. We both passed the auditions and got to perform.
That's amazing. So then, did people vote on the particular groups on the night or anything like that?
It wasn't a competition on the night, so there was no actual voting at the showcase. It was just sort of to get to dance and perform and enjoy the evening.
Okay. But if you do that kind of thing, Katie, how do you know who you're better than on the night? You've got to be better than someone. You've got to put your nose up at someone, right?
Well, I think most of the time when we're actually performing, there's more of a sense of camaraderie than competition.
Oh, that's nice.
There are a few actual competitions such as the K-pop festival that go on, but a lot of this sort of showcase performance style, it's more about creating a sense of community spirit amongst the K-pop fans.
That's nice, Katie. Well said. So how many people went along for the night? How many people would have been in the audience?
Oh, it was a really big area. We were in the UNSW Science Theatre, which is a two-leveled place. There must have been well over 100 people there because it looked quite full from where I was sitting and performing.
Wow.
And the cheers were really loud as well.
Do you feel like the community's growing in Sydney? Are there more people that are into K-pop dance and cover and everything like that?
I think it's slowly growing in terms of the dance community.
Right, yeah.
Every time I go to Summit, I hear of new acts and I see new people joining in. But I think the actual just K-pop fandom in general in Sydney is growing far faster than the dance community.
Yeah, and how much talk was there on the night in your interactions about the upcoming KCON exhibition?
I think everyone was quite excited. The single tickets hadn't dropped yet, so only a few people had tickets at that point in time, but it seemed there was sort of a mixed bag. The people whose favourite artists were coming were very excited. The people who maybe didn't follow the groups that were coming, I'm not so sure. They were sort of on the fence about it because it's quite a lot of money.
Yeah, for tickets. Sure.
So they're still kind of debating whether or not they should spend their savings and to go all out, or whether to buy the less expensive tickets.
Early Christmas present, I think, Katie. That's what we're going to have to be asking Mum and Dad.
I've bought my ticket now.
There you go.
I earned it with my own money. Yeah.
Sister's doing it for herself.
I don't want to have to rely on Mum and Dad for buying things that I enjoy. I mean, it's not something that my parents would really want to go along to, so I don't want to sort of ask them to pay for it.
Are you sure? Are you sure? I'm pretty sure your mum would be front and centre at KCON, wouldn't she?
She's slightly averse to loud noises, so
all right.
I think she'll more be like at the back of the concert with her little lights.
Mum's just happy to chill to some Big Bang and Blue at home, just to relax on her own accord.
Yeah, she often actually seems to play K-pop when I'm not at home for long periods of time.
Wow, there you go. You've done the right thing. You've converted one for sure. So what's next for cover crew, like dance crews in Sydney? What's the next event coming up?
Well, I think there might be some competitions on at KCON. I'm not 100% sure, but it seems like it's encompassing all of the Korean culture. And I've heard there's a singing competition being run there.
Right.
So there might be a dance competition as well. But there's also another summit coming up, which is later this year. So that's always a really good event to go to.
Excellent. Well, I hope you can be back to report on that one too, Katie.
Sure.
All right, Katie, thanks so much. Katie Phillips, team member at Asian Pop Radio. You're on the spot reporter at University of New South Wales.
Yeah. Thank you.